We asked our researcher, Sam Stargo, to explain the purpose of his research.
So this is a really physically stressful environment. If you imagine the seaweeds or invertebrates living in this environment are constantly being bombarded with waves. And so those waves have provided a really awesome source of selective pressure, a really powerful source of selective pressure that has sort of through time adjusted or fine-tuned the morphologies of different species that live there. My most recent paper, or in my most recent paper, I was looking at different developmental strategies that certain kelps use, which are the largest seaweeds, to survive in such a crazy wave-swept environment.
Sam Starko gave us a great analogy to help us conceptualize drag.
A good way to imagine this is if you're if you've ever just driven down the highway in your car and then stuck your hand out the window, that force that you feel in the direction that you're moving, or opposing the direction that you're moving, that's drag. So that force that pulls your arm back as you stick it out of the window, that's drag. Tenacity then would be how strong something is. So if you, in order to resist that, those forces that are of drag that are caused by movement through a fluid, anything that lives in that environment needs to be strong in order to withstand those forces. And so that force measurement would be tenacity.
It can be very hard for humans to understand the forces felt by marine organisms in wave-swept environments because the physical properties of air and water are so different. The force of drag in water is found to be much greater than in air for a given velocity.
To give you an idea for what it means to be in a wave versus what it means to be, you know, driving down a car, in order in order for the same type of forces that you experience in water to be imposed in air, you need to be going quite a bit faster than hurricane force. So you probably need to be going, you know, 200 miles per hour plus in order to achieve those forces.
We asked Sam Stargo to explain the potential applications of his research.
Well, there could be potential engineering principles of sort of considering the trade-offs of if you're trying to build some kind of a flexible structure with a certain safety and with a certain strength, certainly engineers would have to consider the fact that a flexible structure that is strong is going to be less flexible than a structure that is not as strong, mediated through this sort of thickness, the effect that I was talking about.
Also, understanding the factors that influence kelp morphology could be of use to the biofuel industry. Currently, kelp are used to produce ethanol, which can be used as an alternate fuel source. The research by Starko and Martin lends support to additional studies which have found that the forces imposed by waves are a significant factor which influence the morphology of kelp as they grow. Thus, changing the morphology of kelp can affect how much energy kelp absorb from the sun.
If you grow a kelp at a low speed, for example, it might be really weak, and then if it gets a little bit more force, it might break. So it could be growing really fast, but then be more fragile, versus growing more slowly and being stronger. And so finding, you know, you could fine-tune that to come up with the highest standing yield.
Starko mentioned that his most current research is more applicable to the biofuels industry, as he is looking at the relationship between the photosynthetic area of kelps to their mass.
A more recent project that I'm working at is basically looking at the relationship between photosynthetic area of kelps to their mass. And so this relationship between how much photosynthetic area they have and how much mass they have can have a large effect on their productivity, which again, if you're concerned with yields for biofuels, for example, you might want to choose a kelp that is highly productive.
As mentioned, kelp are extremely important species in shoreline marine ecosystems. Reductions in the abundance of kelp forests are expected to worsen in the near future due to increasing human influences. Thus, understanding the factors that determine the morphology of kelp could help humans make better decisions with regards to modifying marine habitats. For example, if alterations are made to a shoreline, this could affect the speed of the waves. Given that the morphology of kelp is determined in part by wave speed, the change in morphology of the kelp could consequently alter the structure and diversity within the marine ecosystems.